Very broadly speaking, the locality didn't want it. The Board of Supervisors made clear that they did not want to hold this referendum. The vast majority of legislators within the General Assembly from Fairfax County said they didn't want to hold this referendum. And what is really notable in these circumstances is this is actually a situation that is different than the prior approvals for casino referendums in Virginia. In those circumstances, the localities initiated it. They said that they wanted it. And when that legislation was passed, the mandate to hold that referendum is something the localities wanted. In this circumstance, had I signed the bill, it would have mandated that Fairfax County hold a casino referendum that they have already decidedly said over and over again that they don't want to hold. So it removes that local control, you know, on a zoning issue, on an investment issue, economic development issue. And that would have been different had the choice ultimately to hold it or not been left to Fairfax County. But under the letter of the law, that was not what signing the bill would have done. And I didn't think it appropriate to force it on the locality.
Governor, how do you think, though, it was able to get the support it needed to get through the legislature and the General Assembly?
Certainly, it did pass through the General Assembly with broad bipartisan support. And for me, what was most notable is that the vast majority of members of the House of Delegates and the State Senate from Fairfax County voted against it. And certainly, you know, some folks who might be pleased with this casino investments in their areas of the Commonwealth, you know, potentially voted for it, can't speak to why someone might have voted for it. What was most remarkable to me is how many Fairfax County General Assembly members voted against it.
Scott Saravelle, the majority leader, though, in the Senate is from Fairfax County, and he was pushing this bill. He claimed the Commonwealth needs the money. Did you agree with that?
I think there's always, certainly, where, you know, the House and the Senate are in the middle of budget negotiations. Governor, I will always want to pursue additional investments within the Commonwealth, certainly ensuring that there's growth and development across Virginia. But this type of prescribed forced economic development on one locality, it is just inconsistent, frankly, with the way that we've handled casino referendums in other parts of the state. Again, had the bill frankly just limited it and said, you know, if Fairfax County wishes to bring this referendum, that's a case where I would leave it to the locality. But the letter of the law and the bill that was passed would have forced the referendum to occur despite the vocal opposition of the local elected leadership and the governing body of the Board of Supervisors.